Stephanie Banks is an intuitive channel. She is a mentor and guide, helping people connect on the soul level. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you so much, George. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Okay. My personal life revolves around my senior dogs. Right now I have four. I intend to have 11 at some point in time. This is my soul's purpose for the animal community. I'm also a mom, and my professional life centers around channeling, which is really connecting to divine messages from spirit to help us have an easier journey, to help us understand ourselves better as souls. So I help people connect on a soul level to any soul that is here on the planet with them right now, which is a little bit unique when you look at the world of mediumship and channeling. And what was your other question?
Why it is that you're doing that?
Oh, why am I doing that? Okay. It changed my life. And once I saw what was possible for me and my relationship, for example, with my mother, I knew that I had to learn how to do this for myself and how to teach other people how to do it. So my mom had dementia, and her symptoms started when she was in her 40s. Oof. So yeah, it was really rough. And even though I'm a clinician by background, a speech pathologist, and one who should be able to work with anyone who has dementia, I was really finding that my relationship with my mom was suffering enormously. So I had a best friend at the time who channeled my mom's soul. And this let me transcend all of the traditional means of communication, verbal and receptive, to go to a place where we could understand each other better, where I could ask her the questions that were on my heart. And it changed my relationship forever with my mom. We went from frustration to joy and playfulness and light and love. And I thought, well, okay, if this is a thing, I want to learn how to do it. So I went to mentors, I took classes, I studied, I practiced, and now I teach other people how to connect on the soul level.
Well, from a terrible experience, you found your life's work.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And so if you'd never met or you didn't know that friend who knew how to do that, do you think that you would have found your way into it regardless?
I cannot imagine how that would have happened. I mean, there's maybe such a thing as destiny. So maybe it would have been someone else that exposed me to this work. But she was so crucial to my development and to my spiritual understanding that I don't know where I would be without her. I owe her everything.
Well, fair enough. So I am unfamiliar with what it is that you just described and what it is that you're doing. Can you really explain it in a very, very simple way?
Yes. So for those who believe that we are souls, primarily having a human experience, there is this whole essence, this whole aspect to ourselves that in the three-dimensional world, we forget. We kind of agree to forget it so that we can play out our personalities and our relationships and our goals in life in accordance with what the society dictates or our families of origin or the economics of the day. So when you understand yourself that when you understand that first you're a soul, then you might take another step and understand that, well, maybe I've had more experiences than just this one. Maybe I've been here before on this planet or in other arenas. Who knows? Who can say exactly how that works? But there is this entire energy of us that many do not even think to look into or to tap into. And there are many ways to tap into it. And when you tap into it, it's really what I call channeling. It's just connecting to the spirit level on the soul level with who we are and why we get to ask questions of our soul, like, why is this relationship so difficult? Why am I always in resistance to this thing? Why am I totally afraid to step onto an airplane and have a fear of flying? And we learn about the richness of our soul's past experiences and why certain relationships are in our lives, sometimes repeatedly for lifetime after lifetime. And there's a whole world that we get to understand when we're willing to recognize ourselves as souls.
So when you are doing this, are you communicating directly with the soul, or just say that we'll follow through on this airport thing? I'm terrified when I walk into an airport. So you say, you know what? I'm going to see how to kind of peel back the layers and understand why that is. How do you then move forward?
Yeah, so when I channel, I am inviting in the particular soul, which is determined by my client, who they want to hear from, what they want to ask. I'm lending my vocal mechanism. I am lending my voice, my articulators, my presence, so that soul can speak through me, through the language that I primarily speak, in a way that will be impactful through love. It's fifth dimensional connection is what I'm doing, and that is also known as unity consciousness. So it's only love that's coming through. So if, for example, you have a fear, say, of flying, and you don't understand it, no one else in your family hasn't, it doesn't make sense, and you can meet with me or someone like me, or learn to do it yourself and ask for your higher self, your own soul, why is this? Why am I so afraid of this? Is there something in my past that has contributed to this? And when I'm channeling, I am just really speaking in streams, just like I am right now with you. It makes sense. It's clear. It's coherent. There's imagery that goes along with it that helps me understand the message in a deeper way so I can help my client process that. And that's just the way I do it.
So, is there a ritual that goes into this for you, like step by step?
Sort of. I mean, the preparation for my sessions is what happens before the session. And I have to maintain myself as a high vibrational being, as high as possible. Otherwise, guess what I'm going to be channeling? The low vibes, the chaos, the confusion, and we have enough of that in our social media feeds. So my self-care is really, really important. My spiritual hygiene is very important, and I really devote myself to the practices that work for me. Time in nature is one. Time, of course, with my dogs is another, and my kids. Exercise, meditation, yoga, these are the things that work for me to clear out what does not belong in my field and to raise my frequency so that it can be a high frequency channel. That's sort of the ritual that I do day to day. And then prior to a session, I say the same mantra each time. It's basically a request that that I have clear access to language, that I be a source of for love to come through me, that my client be able to relate to their messages in a way that is in the highest service to them. I call in my spirit team, my spirit guides. I check and see if they're there. I get whooshes on my skin when they're present. I bring in ancestors that I know are bringing great love to me. My best friend, who's the one that taught me to channel, she's on the other side now. She joins me in the sessions. So I have a process for that. I wear certain things like mala beads. I hold certain crystals that help me ground. Sometimes I might light a candle. Yeah, there's all sorts of rituals that sort of elevate the mood.
So you are living a life that positions you for what it is that you're looking for, this high vibrational. And then you set the conditions and you ask to call them in, and you invite in your spirit team. How do you know? And you said that you physically have a sense of when it is that they arrive. Do they sometimes not arrive? Do some of them come and others don't?
Well, I mean, sometimes maybe they're having tea, so
Who knows? I
I
don't
have to
I
wait.
don't know what's going on, Stephanie.
Yeah, no, I'm
Maybe they're walking their dogs. Maybe they've got 11 dogs too. I
exactly.
don't know. Maybe they got 22.
Exactly. No, they're always around us, really. So some people will say, well, I don't want to disturb, if they're busy. We are their busy. They are here in service to those of us who are doing the heavy lifting of humaning and experiencing this denser energy of what it is to be here earthside. So they are in service to us in that way, always accessible. So it's not that they're not here ever. My spirit team is always here, but I still take a moment and I formally invite and receive, and set the tone and the frequency for love, I hope. That's my intention. Sometimes when I call in a particular soul for my client, say it's someone who just recently transitioned, most of the time that soul does come through. Occasionally, they might not. They might be in their journey and or not want to speak or not want to share. And so I am told, I receive the information that no, thank you, I'm not here, but I'm going to send guides on my behalf. So I will tell my client, we're not going to hear from, Aunt Trudy right now, but here are guides on her behalf that are going to be able to respond to you and provide you with the insight that you're seeking.
Is that just a human idea that I can easily get stuck on because I only can be in one place at one time, but my soul or potentially others can do many things at the same time?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Where's here, right? Yeah, so this is our conditioning. This is how we miss understanding ourselves as multidimensional beings that can be in existence in multiple dimensions. But yeah, so I'm here channeling, and they're meeting me here where I am based on what I understand and what they can bring through to be of use to us.
I could certainly see lots of value in being able to do what it is that you're doing and to have somebody like you help me to better understand or answer questions. What, for lack of a better term, what's the point? Is it to have questions answered? Is it to know my future? Is it to have solace for bad past experiences, hope, comfort?
Yeah, I'd say all of the above except know your future. I do not do anything predictive. I believe that our future depends on our free will, and we change our minds on a dime, so therefore we change our trajectory. So that's of what you mentioned, that's the only thing you're not going to get. However, I have plenty of clients who will ask, like, which job should I take? Which, decision should I make? What about relationship sorts of questions? And instead of getting a specific predictive bit of information around it, their soul will come through, or their spirit guides will come through, or great Aunt Trudy might come through and give them the information that they need right now to understand themselves better so they can make better choices. And when we make better choices that honor who we are as beautiful divine beings, and we live easier lives, and that ripples out to the whole world.
And when I'm trying to make a tough decision, why wouldn't I really want to rely on everything that I possibly could and the wisdom of souls that have seen, for lack of a better term, just about everything?
Yes. Why just rely on our lived experience? It's so limited. What we remember of it is also very limited. So I have found it to be really beneficial for that reason.
And do you is Can anybody do this? Can anybody learn to do this?
I believe if you want to, and if you are willing to put in the practice, yes, I think there's nothing in the way except our own self-doubt and our own laziness sometimes. Because I mean, I've practiced for thousands of hours before I felt like maybe I could offer a message to someone that might be of some value. And then it took me years beyond that before I had the courage to share this with the public. So, but yeah, I have seen many people in my classes who weren't so sure that they could do this astonish themselves with what comes through. And our first thing is usually to doubt it and say, I think I'm just making this up. And I always say, oh, we're making it all up all the time. This whole lifetime is being made up one moment at a time. So have fun.
It's a really good point, right? We're all sort of flying by the seat of our pants here, Stephanie.
Exactly. Why not this? It brings joy. It brings love. It brings groundedness. It brings the highest loving energy. So why not? That's the question. The answer to why. Why not?
Why not? So I've taken to over the last several years when I meditate or pray, I always invite God to join me on my walk through life. And I don't know why I started doing that, Stephanie, but I'm just sort of inviting divine presence into my life because why wouldn't I want that? It's something that I do want. And I think about my grandfather, my brother, and I sort of think about them as my guides. And I don't really know why I do that either. And I ask them for help and support. I don't know that I receive anything back or that I'm expecting to, but that's something I do.
Well, I would say keep doing that. And I would say instead of you not knowing if you're receiving anything back, just trust and know that you are. What I teach people is that the gratitude that we need to express to our entire team, our loved ones, our ancestors, our spirit guides, even our own higher self, it's really important. It's important for the relationship. Imagine working so hard for someone and never getting any thanks. Imagine being so devoted to someone's well-being and you never get recognized and you go totally ignored and you keep sending signs and signals and you're just, they can't be bothered, right? What kind of a relationship is that? If they could, they'd want to dump you. So it's really important, I think, even if you're not sure and your mind doesn't allow you to pinpoint exactly what your brother or your grandfather or whomever it is that you're conversing with on the other side, exactly what they did, trust that they are always at your service. Trust that they are devoted to your well-being, that the love there has only expanded. And thank them.
Yeah, I think that that's a beautiful thing. I've also been thinking a lot about reciprocity as of late, and just how important that is. So maybe it's them saying, "Hey, how about an attaboy here, George? How about saying thanks?"
Exactly. Yes. And reciprocity, I mean, looking at the natural world, that is how things, that's the only reason why things are able to exist in balance. So we've forgotten that and we've gotten way out of touch with it, especially with how we relate to the natural world. So reciprocity absolutely is critical in every single relationship, what we have with ourselves, what we have with others, what we have with nature.
Yeah. I don't think about the natural world enough. Well, maybe I do. Certainly appreciate being outside and seeing birds and sunrises and sunsets and the pleasant feelings that we get.
Yes, so I'm going to tell you a quick story about birds, lest you think they are just birds having their own their own world of experience. My mom, when she passed, she loved birds and her favorite was a red male cardinal. And so, from literally the week she passed, a red male cardinal started coming to my son's bedroom window every day for years. For years, I did not have a bird feeder. I did not have anything to attract a bird to a window. And yet, this bird showed up day after day after day, just looking in at us. I have since moved and I have invited that bird. I'm waiting for it to show up. But there, the bird energy and the birds as messengers have been coming through my mom for. She's been on the other side for almost 12 years consistently. So it's not that we are connected. That's how deeply connected we are. The natural world, the animals, they're messengers for us. We need to wake up and listen and notice. It's not just a good passing feeling. There's actually spirit there.
And most everything in modern living is either turning its volume up too high or causing us to tune the other volume really down, because I just don't think we're tapping in, and we're probably more disconnected than ever. And the state of humanity in general, it's probably not a surprise that we're not doing awesome.
I mean, we've created this situation, which is the best news ever, because then we can create something different, something that really nourishes our spirits.
Do you have hope for the future?
Yeah, I do. I believe hope is a powerful tool to guide us towards the world that I know is possible, which is where we are living in harmony and in reciprocity with each other, with the natural world, with all life. We're protecting the species. We are caring for the land. We are appreciating and showing gratitude for all that Mother Earth shares with us so generously.
I feel like that's just a really wonderful way to take this practice of gratitude, which to a degree has become mildly trite, and kind of refresh that. And it's pretty common sense when you think about it that Earth gives us so much, and it's not that we're not grateful for it, but it's that we're not really grateful for it. So.
Oh, totally that we're not grateful for it. Completely. And we forget that absolutely every object we own came from the earth. That blew my mind when I heard that years ago. And I even argued with it for, is that possible? Is that, of course it's true. Of course it's possible. Every fabric on our backs, every piece of art, every, of course, morsel of food, every building material comes from the earth. How are we not bowing to her generosity and love and endless compassion for these selfish children we tend to be?
Indeed. So why 11 dogs?
I don't know. I just, for me, dogs are my instant tap into source energy. They are the purest unconditional love. And so I just kind of want to have more and more. I don't know why I said 11. That is extreme. I'm not sure I could handle that many, but let's see.
Let's see. I love it. I love ambition, Stephanie. All right. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you so much for you patiently describing the work that you're doing. How can people connect with you? How can they get involved? How can they learn more?
Yeah, they can go to my website. It is soulinsight.com, Soul insight.com. I have recorded classes and workshops on there for anyone wanting to learn to channel, for anyone wanting to learn to use a pendulum for the first time or hone their skills. And I'm also on social media at Stephanie Intuitive Channel.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Stephanie your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to soulinsight.com and check out all the great resources that Stephanie has put together and created, and follow her on social media, Stephanie Intuitive Channel.
You got it.
And I will certainly link all those in the notes of the show. And please, let's start expressing some more sincere gratitude and being pursuing more reciprocal relationships with everything around us, both seen and unseen. Thanks again, Stephanie.
Amen to that, George. Thank you.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.